Welcome to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Today's episode features real estate insights from Premier Sotheby's International Realty. Let's dive in. Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Just a quick heads up, this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by David Liberatore before publication. Information is believed accurate, but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today, we're diving into something really special, a property that's honestly pretty rare in Sarasota. We're talking about 3615 Egerton Circle. And David, I gotta say, the standout feature here is that 21-car garage. I mean, that's not something you see every day.
Right? It's honestly one of the most unique listings we've had in the Beneva Park area in a long time. So here's the thing. This property sits on a quarter acre lot, 0.26 acres to be exact, in an established neighborhood. The main residence is 1,945 square feet, two bedrooms, two bathrooms, built back in 1973. But that garage, that's what makes this property stand out. It's not just extra parking, it's functional, flexible space. Whether someone's collecting cars, storing a boat, running a home business, or just needs workshop space, this is the answer.
I love that. So it's not just about the garage for the sake of it. You're really talking about the versatility here. And the price point is $695,000, right? So for Sarasota, that's actually a pretty compelling value when you think about what you're getting. Talk to me about Beneva Park itself. Like, where does this neighborhood sit in the bigger Sarasota picture?
So Beneva Park is really central to Sarasota. It's along the Beneva Road corridor in the 34233 zip code. What's cool about it is that it's got this mature, established feel, lots of tree canopy, residential character, but it's not isolated. You've got convenient access to Beneva Road, which connects you to shopping, dining, everyday services. It's not far from places like Philippi Creek Oyster Bar or Ruth's Chris, and you've got grocery options nearby with Walmart Neighborhood Market just a couple miles away. Plus, parks like Erfer Family Park and Philippi Estate Park are right there if you want to get outside.
That's really helpful context. So you're getting that central Sarasota location without feeling cramped or overdeveloped. Now, I'm curious, you mentioned this is an uncommon find. Are there other properties in the area with similar garage setups, or is this really a one-of-a-kind situation?
Honestly, it's genuinely rare. Most residential lots in Sarasota, even the ones with bigger garages, don't offer this kind of capacity. A lot of buyers who need serious vehicle or equipment storage end up looking at commercial properties or having to compromise. But here, you get a livable home. Comfortable, low maintenance, paired with this exceptional functional space, all on a single residential lot in an established neighborhood. That's not something that comes to market very often.
Right. So it's really a niche property that solves a specific problem for specific buyers. I'm thinking collectors, contractors, entrepreneurs, people who actually need that space. The property's got 34 photos available, right? So there's a ton of detail to see. For folks listening who want to dive deeper into Sarasota real estate in general, you've also got some great resources. I know you've written about buying and selling Sarasota luxury real estate, and also about why some homes take longer to sell. Those are really valuable reads if you're exploring the market.
Absolutely. The Sarasota market is really nuanced. Different neighborhoods have different dynamics, different buyer profiles. Understanding those micro markets makes a huge difference, especially with a property like this one that has such a specific appeal. And yeah, we've got detailed information on the listing page, all the photos, floor plans, full MLS details. Anyone seriously interested can reach out directly or schedule a private show.
Perfect. So if someone's listening and thinking, hey, this actually sounds like exactly what I need, they can check the show notes for the full listing link, and they can also get in touch with you directly. David, this was really helpful. Thanks for breaking down what makes this property special. It's one of those listings that doesn't fit the typical mold, and that's what makes it worth talking about.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, properties like this remind me why I love this business, because real estate isn't one size fits all. Someone out there needs exactly this. And finding that match is what it's all about.
That's a great note to end on. Folks, thanks for tuning in to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. If you want to learn more about 3615 Egerton Circle or explore other Sarasota properties and neighborhoods, check the show notes for all the links. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes. See you next time.